There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you're just joining us, we have open lines, and the number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Talk with Tom. He'll get you set up, and we'll help to solve some problems that you may be getting right now. Now, at the end of August is the best time of the year to plant a new lawn from seed. And if you get my newsletter, in this Thursday's newsletter will be some tips on how to start your new lawn. And I'm going to tell you about the various types of grass seed so that you can choose the right seed for your property. If you don't get the newsletter, go to paulparent.com. Click on newsletter, put in your email address, and hit submit. And Thursday, you'll get directions on how to start a brand new lawn. And as I said, the fall is the best time to do that because you're getting more rain, cooler temperatures. When your grass comes up, if you get a frost, the weeds will be killed, but the grass will continue to grow. So think about repairing any dead spots or open areas in your lawn this fall and get the newsletter, and it will tell you all about it. And a good seed is a brand new hybrid. It's called Pearls Premium Grass Seed, and it's available at some nurseries, garden centers, and this is a very, very unique grass seed. Once it's established in your lawn, it will grow a deep root system so that during the heat of summer, like we're getting right now, it stays green. It grows a half an inch a week. A half an inch. That means that you don't have to mow your lawn any more than once a month. How would you like that? Not having to mow the lawn every single week. It requires half the amount of fertilizer that most grass seeds require. One in the spring, one in the fall. That's all you need. So, sign up for the newsletter. There'll be a lot of information on how to repair an existing lawn and all about the various grass seeds and what to look for on the box or the bag of grass seed. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kim from New Hampshire with a question about rhododendron.
Kim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your rhododendron?
Well, when we bought this place, the rhododendron was where it is now in front of our bay windows. And it's grown considerably in the last 10 years. And we never knew how to prune it. And I think my husband might have pruned it when it had poop on it. So we haven't seen any bloom for 2 or 3 years now. And it's okay. Overtaking that spot. And there was an azalea there that's kind of comes up. That's the thing that flowers now, but only, you know, in little spots because it's getting choked out by the rhododendron.
Okay. Now, if you were to move it, do you have a spot where you could put it?
For the rhododendron, maybe, but we'd like to leave it there because it naturally covers that window, you know.
Okay. So, what you want to realize is this. The rhododendron makes its flower buds during July, August, and September to blossom next June. Azaleas do the same thing. Forsythia and all of your spring blooming plants. So to encourage them to make flower buds, if you can fertilize them and with your rhododendron, you would use a fertilizer called Holly Tone. It's an organic fertilizer. It's a slow-release fertilizer, and it will not burn. And if you apply it now, it will make flower buds. Now, tell your husband he cannot prune that rhododendron until it's done flowering. Because if he prunes it in the fall, or he prunes it in the early spring, he's removing all the flower buds from that plant. And once it's done blooming, he could cut back that rhododendron by one third. So it blooms, and then it will make all kinds of new growth. And so when the flowers get dirty, they're falling, then you prune it back, and the new growth will fill in any holes that you made in the pruning. And that way you can control the size, and it will not choke out everybody else in that planting bed.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, thank you.
So, hide his pruners until it's time.
Another question is: you talked about the acidity of soil. And the woman called about irises. We have
right.
Ash. Could we use ash there?
Yeah. If you took a plastic bucket that holds five gallons of water, okay, and you fill that with ash from your fireplace, from your wood stove, and you spread it on your lawn. That wood ash in a 5-gallon bucket will cover 1,000 square feet.
Wow.
And when I lived in Massachusetts, I had a wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
And I would clean it every Saturday morning. I would clean up the stove, get all that wood ash out, and then we would relight the fire. And I would go out in the yard, and I would broadcast it on my lawn. We had a lot of oaks. We had a lot of real big, tall, white pine. And we had moss because of the shade and the acidity.
Mm-hmm.
And we were burning about 3 cords of firewood. So that made a lot of ash. And all winter, even when we had snow on the ground, I would go out and just kind of fling it in the areas where we had a lot of moss. And I'll tell you, within a 3-year period, There was no moss in my lawn. The grass was thicker. And because the ground was so acidic, I started putting it around plants like rhododendrons, azalea, mountain laurel. And these are all plants that are acid-loving.
As we have a couple of boxes for vegetables, and this year he went to the town transfer station and got the compost. And we thought it would do really well. They aren't doing very well. I think we are very acidic or something.
Yep. So mix in some of the wood ash right into those beds this fall. Mm-hmm. And wood ash will work in a six-week period. So within 6 weeks, it will raise the pH 1 point, which is a major improvement, and you should have a soil test.
Yeah.
And see where your acidity is. But, I mean, if he's getting good compost, he's blending it with the soil, he should be getting good results. So I would recommend that you contact the State Extension Service, and they will provide a soil test for a slight fee, and that way you know what direction to go in. But wood ash is incredible. Thank you.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marilyn from Mass with a question about a peace lily.
Marilyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening to your peace lily?
Well, in Maple, I received a large, almost like floor model peace lily, and now the leaves are, it was in an 8-inch pot, and now the leaves are turning yellow, and I'm getting different things, what I maybe have done wrong and what I should do or shouldn't do, so I'm getting it from the pro.
Okay. What I want
it
you to do...
It hasn't been in a lot of light. I mean, it's been in a light, but like during the summertime, I had my shades pulled. And
Okay. First thing I want you to do is I want you to pull the plant from the pot and look at the root system. And if you see that the roots are growing around and around and around the outside of the root ball, it's a signal that you need to move it to a larger container.
Okay.
And what you would do is you would go from an 8-inch pot to a 10-inch pot, and that will be large enough for the move. Get a good quality potting soil.
Is Coast of Maine good?
Coast of Maine is good. The only potting soil that I don't like, and it's my personal opinion, is the Miracle-Gro. It has a lot of bark mulch in it, and for indoor plants, I don't like it. You look at it, and it's a lot of wood, so stay away from that. Now, once you repot it, any of these roots, if you see that they're really tight, kind of loosen them a little bit. Pull them around, pull them off. Not off the plant, but around the root ball and loosen them so they're not going to create a girdle effect and strangle the rest of the roots. And so you're going to just kind of pull them away from the root ball lightly
let them dangle, repot them with the good soil, and you want to plant it so that the top of the root ball is going to be level, and you're not going to plant it either above the new soil line or below the soil line. So you want to keep it even. And then give it a good drink. Now, how good are you in feeding? Honestly, do you do it regularly or do you do it when you think of it?
I kind of do it when I think of it, but I gave it some Neptune Harvest.
Okay.
I didn't know if that was right or wrong, but
Neptune's Harvest is one of the best liquid fertilizers on the market today. And it's all organic, and they use fish waste, and they use seaweed, and they blend it all, they ferment it, and they produce a very, very good product. Now, any liquid fertilizer on houseplants should be used at this time of the year on every 2 to 3 weeks if you want to really promote some growth. And then during the winter months on a monthly basis. What I do with the houseplants that I have, I use Dynamite, which is a fertilizer that will last for 9 months. And I also use the Neptune's Harvest to kind of push it right now while we're getting long days, we're getting a lot of bright light, and that way when we get to the fall of the years, this year, and your days get shorter and shorter, and the intensity of the sun gets less and less, your plants can adjust a lot better. So repot it, feed it on a regular basis, and what I do is on my calendar, I write, fed the plants. And that way I know by looking at the calendar when I did it last. And it really does help. So you give that a try. Thank you.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Karen Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. I know a lot of you have a garden and you want to rebuild the quality of the soil, and you spend a lot of money on peat moss and manure and things like that. How about making your own compost? There is a compost maker. I have one. My dad had one. And it is the best way to make compost. And it's like a big drum with a handle, and you turn it. And you can start with lawn clippings and weeds and things like that. And normally within a 2 to 3 week period, you can make the best compost you've ever made. And as we get to the fall, and you're going to be cutting back your perennials, you're going to be ripping out the vegetable garden, your annuals, that's gold. Think about a composter. Now, call this phone number. They'll send you a free brochure. You can take a look at it. They have different sizes. There's no obligation. But I'll tell you, if you want to make your own compost, this is the way to go. The number is 800-880-2345. 800-880-2345. And it makes compost quickly. Normally, I can make, in the course of a year, filling that drum, 6 batches. And each batch will fill 4 wheelbarrows of compost. Dump it in the garden, blend it in, and man, just stand back and watch the plants grow. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Charles from PA with a question about gypsum.
Kyle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's your question about gypsum?
Good morning, Paul. My question is, I have a very clay soil.
Yep.
I've been gardening in this spot for over 30, well, almost 40 years. I've been composting for 30 years of that time at least. And I was wondering if now, I put some gypsum in my garden soil last year, this spring. Do I have to do that every year, or is that something that once I do it, I don't need to do it again?
It depends on how heavy your soil is. If in the spring, after a rain, if you can't walk in that garden for 2 or 3 days because it feels like it's mucky, you know, and you leave footprints that fill with water, then I would do it yearly. And I'll give you a good example. Many years ago, my former boss was on the Greens Committee for a country club, and members like to play golf all year. And in Massachusetts, some winters you just didn't have any snow, and you could. But you had areas that filled full of ice. So they called the U.S. Golf Association. They came over. They told them to put down garden gypsum at double the rate that year. In the spring, do it again at the regular rate. The second year, the regular rate, spring and fall. And the third year, do it at the regular rate in the spring. And what happened was the gypsum coated the individual particles of clay. And the coating prevented the clay from sticking together. It improved the drainage. It made it easier for the root system to move freely through the ground so that it could thicken itself. And they can play golf year-round because no more ice formed. The water percolated right through the ground. And I would follow the same steps for your garden. It will bring back the earthworms. It will lighten up the soil for you. But it won't diminish the ability for the soil to retain water. It can get rid of the excess a lot easier, and the roots can grow better, and your plants will grow better, and you'll be a lot happier with what you do.
So you're thinking I should do it every year in the spring?
I would do it every year, and I would do it in the fall. And that way it's got all fall to work because the frost is freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing, and that gypsum, that those particles, will work their way into the ground and they'll have the off season to make the soil better. If you do it in the early spring, it's got to work overtime. So the best time is in the fall. And the other thing that you can do with garden gypsum, if you live on a street that the snow plow dumps all the snow and the salt and your grass is all dead on the side of the road, in the fall, put the garden gypsum and it will open up the ground so that the salt that kills the grass can leach out of the root zone of your grass and you won't have any dieback.
Okay. Now, when you say put it on in the fall, just throw it on top of the ground or should that be dug in?
No, you just put it in your spreader. Go back and forth like you're putting fertilizer or lime down and just let the rains wash it in.
Okay. Now, I do have another question from your caller two calls ago about wood ash. What about using people that use pellets in their wood stove? Can that be used also?
Oh, yeah. See, pellets are just wood that's been ground into almost like a powder, and then it's put into a dye, and it's under pressure. They create these little pellets, and it's all wood. There's no glue. It's just that the wood is pushed into a mold, and under heavy, heavy pressure, it creates this pellet. And it's absolutely wonderful for your garden. And as I told the lady, a 50-pound bag of lime is equivalent to a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash. And the difference is the old-fashioned powdered lime will take a year to work. The wood ash will change the acidity in your soil in a 6-week period. So put that wood ash in your vegetable garden, your flower garden, your lawn. If you have rhododendron, azaleas, dogwood, magnolia that are not blooming like you want them to, it could be that the soil is too acid. And throw some wood ash around your rhododendrons and your azaleas. And I learned this in school. I was always taught that rhododendrons, azaleas, mount laurel were acid loving. And I'm out of college. I was visiting a Christmas tree farm. And the day before we got there, it rained like crazy. We got to the Christmas tree farm, and in the distance, I can see what I think is dust blowing. And I said, I can't believe you got dust blowing in your nursery after all that rain last night. And he said, oh, that's not dust, that's lime. And I said, you're liming balsam fir? Aren't they acid-loving plants? And the man said, oh, you went to school for this, didn't you? And I said, yeah, I went to University of Massachusetts. He said, they're acid-tolerating. And by adding lime around my Christmas trees, I make the soil less acidic. The trees can absorb the fertilizer that I put around them, and they grow quicker, thicker, fuller, and they look better, and they have better color. So even acid-loving plants, if they're not producing, give them a good shot of that wood ash, and you're going to see a big change.
Wow, okay. Good news. I didn't know if there was something added to the pellets that would be harmful, but that's good news.
Yeah, nothing is added to the pellets.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend. And if you get a chance, sign up for our email newsletter.
I already get that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You have a great weekend now. Bye-bye. A phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chet from Connecticut with a question about blue spruce.
Chet from Connecticut, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening to your spruce?
I have some blue spruce, about a half a dozen or more, and they're about 3.5 feet high and about 1 foot of a liter. On some of them, it's like they're turning blue and drying out and they're leaking sap. Now, I don't know if there's a bug in there or what, and so I don't know if I should cut the leaders or should I put something or apply some kind of a dust or some kind of a spray on there, or should I get rid of the stuff that's not doing so well in view of the fact that the leaders, you know, are drying up and the needles are falling out, but they have like a bluish tint to them, or maybe a purplish tint to them.
What you have, Chip, is something called Nantucket pine shoot tip moth. And what you're going to need to do is take out your pruners and you're going to cut into the dead leader on your blue spruce and you keep cutting till you hit green wood. And in that process of cutting, you're going to find a hole and you're going to find a little maggot type insect who's eating his way down. So keep cutting till you hit real wood. Next year, some new growth will come, and you're going to train it up.
Are you an organic gardener? Farley does the fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
You need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help motivate you, but go slow today. It's going to be hot, humid. Today's the day to get the hose into the garden and try and water early in the day or wait till after 5, but get it all done by 8, okay? Watering at 12 o'clock, a lot of it just evaporates. So try and get it done early, and that will help you a great deal. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Giuseppe from Mass with a question about trimming his bushes.
Giuseppe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I came from Sicily, but I live in Mortona now.
Okay.
And my question to you is, I've been cut those trees. No, those big trees now, they are 12 feet high. I've been trimmed before. I've been cut. But they go high again. I don't know if I've been cut on the right time. On the fall, on the spring.
The best time to prune a tree to control the height would be in the early spring, before the leaves begin to form on the plant. Right now, those leaves are full of energy, and they're making energy to make the plant grow. And if you cut it, you're going to be removing part of the factory that does the food to make the plant grow. If you prune the tree in the fall, you're going to have an open wound where you made the cut.
and then you could have dieback. So the best time to do 90% of the pruning would be late March, early April. Traditionally, except for this past year, the snow has been gone. This year, we still had snow in the Northeast during most of April, and we couldn't do it. But when you can get outside, and normally in early April, that's when you would prune it to create the shape that you want.
Yeah, I don't know what they call those trees, but I think you know what I'm talking about. There are those trees, I got about 20, and they make a nice privacy fence, you know?
Oh, are they evergreen?
I don't know what they call.
I mean, are they green all winter?
Yes.
Okay, then it's probably arborvitae.
Okay, because a few years ago I cut, and maybe I cut in the wrong time with the snow ice. They stuck over there, and somebody died on me. They kill them. So,
okay.
I says, I want to know what's the right time. You say now in the springtime.
Right. The spring would be the best time for you to do that. Now, the one thing that you can do that would prevent damage to the arborvitae, it's not a single stem plant. It's a multi-stem. So you may have four or five branches that make up that one plant.
Yes.
And what I recommend you do is you buy a package of clothesline. Take the end of the clothesline, tie it to a branch about 4 feet off the ground, walk around your arborvitae, and you're going to walk around using the clothesline like a corkscrew, and that will hold the arborvitae together and prevent breakage during the winter months. And you don't have to go all the way to the top. If you could go 3/4 of the way up and then tie it to the one of the main branches, it will hold the plant together and the snow won't break it. And we're due for heavy, wet snow that causes that type of damage.
It's poor. How you should cut it from the ground?
It, whatever you want. Any height that you want for arborvitae.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.